Another test coming in the U.S. Senate. The widely supported International United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities is once again before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. The Obama administration supports passage of the act. The original impetus was to extend protections already enacted in law in the United States in the Americans with Disabilities Act into a worldwide treaty. But here in the U.S., the convention has been a rallying cry for conservatives who believe it will be used to give the U.N. legal authority over Congress. Is this about conservative principles or just an obstructionist Congress determined to derail something that has majority support in the world and represents fairness for people with disabilities? As someone with a disability myself, it's hard to be objective here or really argue against something that would extend benefits that have tangibly improved my life, extend them to the world at large. So I turn to my disabled colleague and fellow wheelchair user, Judith Heumann. She's the Special Advisor for International Disability Rights at the U.S. State Department. She says there's a delicate lobbying process at work in the Senate right now.
I would like to look at this convention as a work in progress and not to think that it's a pawn. I believe very much that people are looking to a way to get to supporting the treaty, which is what the administration is trying to do, is to help us work together with the civil society and with the members, Republicans and Democrats, to be able to address amendments that will help satisfy both parties. You and I know, John, as disabled people who travel, the numbers of problems that we have, both in just daily professional traveling that we need to do, but for individuals, veterans, disabled veterans, and civilians with disabilities who in our ever-globalizing world are looking to be able to travel abroad, to study abroad, to work abroad, we must be able to look at ways to advance the work that we've done in the United States to assist other governments and civil society to more clearly understand what we've done, how we've done it, and to work with them to adopt similar laws and implementation.
One of the huge ironies here is that the convention is really based on the gold standard of disability rights advocacy in the United States and the Americans with Disabilities Act, yet opponents are calling this some sort of United Nations-imposed world government restriction on U.S. law.
Yes, I mean, there certainly are members of the Senate who do not support ratification of treaties. What I'd like your listeners to understand is when the Americans with Disabilities Act came into force in 1990, that was the result of thousands of disabled people in the United States giving testimony to the types of discrimination that they were experiencing with House of Representative members and senators, so that people could understand that this was not isolated and that we needed a national law. If we think about this in the context of the development of the Disabilities Treaty, the UN was a convening place. So disabled people came from all around the world for a number of years to talk with their representatives from their governments to the United Nations and to be able to clearly explain the kinds of problems that people were facing in their countries, very similar to ours. People may want to look at the op-ed piece that Senator Frist had out on Reuters, where he very clearly articulates in the beginning of his piece a deaf person who is at a hospital who is unable to communicate with the people in the hospital because they had no sign language interpreters. And he had a piece of paper and he wrote plus. And plus meant that he was HIV positive. So he was trying to get services, but he was unable to get services. So I think we are seeing that people like Senator Frist, who is a Republican and a conservative, but has been very supportive of the Americans with Disabilities Act, is very supportive of this treaty because he believes, as do many others, that we want to use the gold standard of the United States to help improve quality of life for people overseas. This is an anti-discrimination provision. It basically says in the United States, healthcare services that are provided for non-disabled individuals must be provided for disabled individuals, but that's already covered in the Americans with Disabilities Act. The ratification of the Disabilities Treaty by the United States will require no new legislation. It will require no additional dollars. Why do we think it's important? Because we want to enable disabled people in the U.S. to have greater opportunities to study, work, live abroad, and we want to use our knowledge and experience to be able to assist governments and civil society in other countries to make similar advancements over the next decade and so.
Judy Heumann, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, John.
Judy Heumann is the Special Advisor for International Disability Rights at the U.S. State Department.